and he is with Poznan University of Technology in Poland.
Yes, exactly. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jacek Konieczny. As it was said, I'm from Poznan University of Technology. It's a great pleasure to welcome you all today. And in my presentation, I will discuss the extended interview direct mode for the multi-view video coding. So to start with, development of efficient solutions for multi-view video coding becomes more and more important these days as the 3D video applications are getting more and more popular. In the standard solution known as the Annex H of the AVC H.264 standard, a simple but quite efficient mechanism is used. In this standard solution, in order not to send independent views, so in order not to encode independently every view of the multi-view sequence, we add some reference pictures from other views to the reference picture lists. So this is the main interview mechanism which is used in the multi-view video coding. Unfortunately, the redundancy between bit streams of the neighboring views is still quite big, so field for further improvement exists. On the other hand, there is some additional information in the multi-view video which can be adopted to decrease this redundancy between bit streams in neighboring views. And this information is the dev information. The dev map which describes the 3D geometry of the scene. If we adopt this dev information into encoding process, we can guess that the performance of the multi-view video codec should be bigger, and as a result, the resultant bit stream should be reduced. So the main idea of this presentation is to use the dev information to improve the compression of the multi-view video. Usage of the dev information gives us some new possibilities for prediction. As we all know, the video bitstream contains mostly of the control data, prediction error, and motion data. Reducing due to prediction any of these types of data should make the bitstream smaller. Today I will discuss only prediction of the motion data to decrease the bit rate. So let's imagine that we've got two views to encode. The reference view, which was already encoded, the bit stream of this view is known at the time of coding the other view. And what we are actually trying to do is to predict the motion data from the neighboring view using the 3D dependencies between objects in the scene. These 3D dependencies are described by the dev information. So, a bit more details. First of all, I would like to point out that the prediction of motion data from the reference view is done independently for each point of encoded picture. We are actually using the dev information of the reference view only. So we check the dev value for each of the points in the reference view. And based on this information, we project this pixel location into the 3D space using the dev image space rendering. So we get a point location in 3D space. And next, we reproject this position into a coded picture. And as a result, we get a pair of points, one in reference view and one in coded view. And these points are counterpart points. So some connection between them exists. And as the motion data for the point in the reference view is already known, because this view is already encoded, so we can check the motion vectors and reference picture indices of which are in the block for this point, and simply derive them to describe the motion vectors and reference picture indices of the points in the coded view. So this is basically the main idea of the of this approach. To evaluate this idea, we integrated it with the MVC motion video coding reference codec. And the implementation was, we implemented this as a new macro block mode of video compression, which we called the extended interview direct mode, so EIVD. Now let's look how it is adapted to the MVC coding scheme. Let's imagine that we've got three views to encode. The basic scheme which is used in MVC is more or less like the one in the picture. So we've got a base view, a C0, which is encoded as the first one. So for the base view, there are no reference view views available. And there are two more views, view C2 and view C1, each of which are encoded with one or two reference views. I would like to point out that for the view C2, the interview reference which is used due to this scheme is only for the anchor picture, yes? So for the time instance T0, please look at the picture for time instances T1, T2 and others. There is no arrow between views C0 and C2. In contrast, for view C1, every picture, for every time instance, there are arrows between views C0 and C1 or view C2 and C1. However, the only modification due in comparison with standard simulcast encoding is that the reference lists are modified in the way that for each time instance, pictures from reference views from the neighboring views are added to the reference picture lists. After adding the EIVD mode to this scheme, we get some new prediction possibilities. I would like to point out that this arrows marked at red do not modify the reference pictures lists, as we don't use new pictures. This arrows only tell us that for these pictures we can predict the motion information from other views using the DevMaps. What is worth noticing also is that the new mode is used only for the non-base views, because base view has no reference view. So there is no view to refer, and the other thing is that this new mode can be applied only for the non-anchor pictures, because in anchor pictures the motion data which we can reference to is only the motion vectors describe the motion which is not connected to different time instances, but only to different views. So so we don't use it. And now a few words about the evaluation of the IVD mode. We compared the IVD mode with two codecs. This is DMVC 4.0, which is the reference software, and one of the previous versions of this software, which also has the motion skip tool adopted in it. Motion skip is a coding tool which uses a similar idea of predicting motion information from neighboring views. However, it does not use any information about depth or 3D geometry. So it's an interesting comparison to this. In our test, we used 5 different test sequences: book arrival, newspaper, lovebird, champagne tower, and pantomime. The results were obtained for QP values 24, 30, 36, and 42. And the last thing is that the bit streams which are presented are the bit streams for a single view. So we only I will show only results for the coded view without the reference view bit stream, or without bit streams to encode the depth, because in our approach we assume that the depth information is already available at the decoder for some other purposes, so we do not include it in the bit stream for the results. Because in the reference material, there were only 3 views available, so there are 2 possible scenarios to check. First scenario is that we are coding view C2, and the reference view is the base view, so the view C0. The other scenario is encoding of view C1 based on the reference view C0. And finally, the results. So, as we can see, due to adopting the EIVD mode into the MVC software, we get some bitrate reduction. In blue, there's comparison with the pure reference software. As we can see, the bitrate reduction is for every test sequence. The orange one is the comparison with the reference software with the motion skip tool enabled. We also noticed the bit reduction. In case of scenario 2, comparison with the reference software in blue one also gives us some bitrate reduction. However, in case of the comparison of the motion skip, we see that there is a sequence, just pantomime actually, for which the motion skip was better. Yes. To summarize the results, as we noticed, the extended interview direct mode improves compression, surely. Against reference software, we get this bitrate reduction for all test sequences and for all bitrates. And the average bitrate savings were 6.9% in case of scenario 2 and 5.3% in case of scenario 2. These values are calculated in base of Piankar metric. Yes. In comparison with the motion skip tool, we get the bitrate reduction for most test sequences which were checked. And the average bitrate savings are 11.3% and 2.8% for scenario 2 and for scenario 1 and scenario 2 respectively. And to conclude my presentation, we showed that depth information can be efficiently used to represent motion data in the multi-view video bit streams. Due to usage of this 3D geometry, we get an accurate derivation of motion data from neighboring views. The whole algorithm increases the computation complexity of the codec negligibly. So this is good, I think. The implementation of this new idea was in the form of the extended interview direct mode. As we saw, the compression efficiency improvement was 2.8 to 11.3%. We hope that gain will grow as more accurate depth maps will be available. And last but not the least, the usage of depth information associated with the reference view only makes this solution adaptable to the most of the multi-view video applications. So the applications where, for example, texture and depth are encoded together, dependently, this solution is also applicable to this scenario. So thank you very much for your attention.
Let us thank. You have time for questions? So this sounds like a free lunch. What do you trade off?
Excuse me?
You want to indicate what might you be trading off? What might be the trade-off? Because this sounds like we've got all improvement. Yes. Is there anything with respect to which?
We should know that it increases the complexity of the decoder because some additional buffer is used to project the pixel locations. And some calculations are added, but this is not much. So,
what about error resilience? If you have some errors in transmitting the encoded stream, did you examine that? Or
No, we didn't examine that.
But yeah. All right. Any other questions? In that case, let's thank Jacek once again.
Thank you very much.